It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, my little victory comes from the second I opened my email this morning, and we got another new member on our More Than Pink Walk for Susan G. Komen team next Sunday.
Ooh-wee, another one.
Shout out to Vu and Elena Vang. Hey!
Vang gang in the house.
I see you guys signing up for our walk, and we cannot wait to see you, because you can sign up too at 1037kissfm.com. Join the Odyssey All-Stars, and you can walk with our team. Be a part of our team. It's free to sign up.
That part.
We're walking for breast cancer a week from Sunday at the Summerfest grounds. It's going to be a great day. What exactly is your little victory? I love getting new team members. My victory.
Shout out to the Vang Gang for real. And you could be a part of the Odyssey All Stars 1037kissfm.com just for the one time, for the two times. But my little victory is that I risked a very risky maneuver in traffic. Well, not traffic, but on an exit ramp to get a very cool picture of the moon. Look at
How
that.
Did you get that?
iPhone photography. Look at that image, dog. You can see the ring around the moon of the waning, waxing, whatever.
What is that thing on the side of the moon? That's phenomenal. Get into photography, DZ.
That's a star. Listen, I'm shaking. This is such a, like, an, oh, I love this picture so much.
That's an amazing picture. You got to put that up immediately.
Soy me, DZ. SoyMeDZ. Oh, it's going up.
Follow him on Instagram. Good stuff.
But nah, for real though, like, I straight up stopped and I was like, I can't not take a picture of this moon right
now. Phenomenal.
I was coming off the exit on Forest Home and went, I gotta stop. Click, 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 click. Please,
dude,
no cars come. Please, no
Kiss
cars come.
And we'll share it on Kiss too. Oh my goodness.
Guaranteed.
That's a good picture.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. It is September 19th.
Woo.
It's a Friday.
Finally.
Very excited about that. Finally. We have a big weekend ahead of us because we're going to be at Paw Fest tomorrow at the Summerfest grounds.
Dun, 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 dun.
Brand new pet festival that Winston's Wishes and others are putting together down by the Summerfest grounds. So we're pumped
Henry
about
Meyer.
That. We'll be down there 10 to noon tomorrow, but the question of the day is next. We're going to get through Friday. It's going to be a great day. We got dumpster fire dating and last chance at 21 Pilots tickets.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Now, I know a lot of you don't work out. We're not coming for you. This isn't a trick question. This is, how do you like to work out? What's your favorite way to stay in shape? It is not a trick question. A lot of you, this is to inspire you, not make you feel bad.
We ain't down to nothing.
I don't care if you work out or not. You should, for your health, because one day you're going to be my age and go, damn, I feel like garbage if I don't work out every day.
And a lot of things are a workout that people really don't think of as workouts. Walking
Thank
around,
you.
Workout. Stairs, workout.
Totally.
Swimming,
that
workout.
That is the thing. You have to find creative ways
to move,
to work out. Mm-hmm. I'm getting back into tennis because it's fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a workout, but I'm really just enjoying myself. I'm getting both with one.
It's
you know
a full
what I
body
mean?
Workout at that too, because you're moving, you're squatting,
DZ,
you're swinging your arms.
I used to go to trainers that had me running on treadmills, and I hated working out.
I feel
and
that.
That's why.
I feel that.
Now I go in, I do weights, I do strength conditioning, and that makes me happy.
You're more comfortable too.
Oh
at that.
My gosh.
You're in your
yes.
element.
And every now and then I go for a walk outside because I know I need to set some exercise,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel like going to the gym, and I know that how much fresh air is good for us.
That part.
And, you know, nature. So sometimes I'll just take a walk through my neighborhood, put my headphones in and enjoy myself and go, you know what? It's something.
It's something.
I didn't do much today, but it's something.
Something.
It's something better than nothing. It was a 20-minute walk,
ding,
and
ding.
It makes me feel better about myself.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite workout?
Favorite workout.
The best way to stay in shape.
In general, straight up, it's either the ladder machine or the Stairmaster.
Nobody says the Stairmaster.
Look me in my eyeballs.
You are, nobody likes the Stairmaster.
I love the Stairmaster.
Get out of here.
On my mama, on my soul.
Stop
I
it.
Love
Why?
The, I you get such a dynamic workout in.
Is it because you have Thug Life
it's
tattooed
cardio,
on your butt and, you
I,
want your
it,
a
it
strong
gets a jiggle?
Butt?
No,
you
not
want,
at all.
You want a strong butt. That's
okay,
what
partly,
it is.
Okay, partly.
Stairs will build that booty.
But I can't do stairs right now. Not well, not great.
Because
you
of
know,
your knee.
Because of my knee. But right now, the best workout is jumping in Princeton at that current pool that they they have?
Swimming.
Because I get to do way more with my lower body.
Yeah.
You know, so swimming right now is the best I could do. Because I can't technically Michael Phelps swim, but I could walk slash jog in a river.
You know how many people like never, ever, ever work out? Like go home, go to work every day, never, ever. Some people, it's in their daily activities. Like Ryan from Alabama, he's doing
he works out while working.
Yes.
Manual labor cats, they don't necessarily count.
But so many people never, not even, I mean, their steps are probably 300 a day and they think they're doing something. And I'm like, you need to be at like 10,000. You know how far behind you are?
At least
right
a
now?
Couple thousand.
Seriously.
Nah, I feel you, but we ain't here to down.
No, we're not.
As long as
you're right, as long as you are moving,
that's what's
important.
Thank
you. Sometimes I need to be reminded to stay positive. Let's go to the phones and see. Well, let's go to four.
Right.
Let's see what everybody says they do to stay in shape. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Lucky number four.
Good morning. It's Kelly in Sussex.
Hello,
Kelly, girl. Let's get you right.
Good morning. We're talking about what you do to stay in shape. What makes you happy?
When I do go to the gym, I actually really like doing the weights.
Yes.
On the machine.
Same. It makes you feel strong, doesn't it?
Stuff.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
And I like working by myself.
It's the right stuff.
It's
Would you stop it?
Why? What did I do?
You stop it.
Nah.
No, it's good. I did a bunch of the, I was telling DZ, I went to Princeton Club yesterday and did a bunch of the leg weight machines and I needed it. And I, because my leg was hurting and it felt better last night. And I went, wow, all I had to do was go sit at a machine. Boop, boop, boop.
Pump that cramp out, my dog.
Yeah. Yeah, move my legs a little and it felt better. So,
Whoosh, voila.
Crazy. Well, all right, Kelly, thanks for calling. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, what do you like to do to stay in shape? You can text or you can call 414-533-1037. I'm going to open our text. Kat in Milwaukee said, I agree with DZ. I actually like the Stairmaster. You guys are psychotic.
They're my people, go. Try the ladder machine next. You're gonna love it even more.
You like to punish yourselves.
A little bit.
You're those people that like pain.
A little bit.
Oh my goodness.
You want me to be real or not?
Listen to this. Christina from Milwaukee. I didn't mean to say that all.
You said it all Latina. Christina, wepa. No, it's okay. Ali está bien. Tranquila.
Christina. I don't know how the way that came out like that. I've been hanging out with DZ too much. My Colombian bestie over here.
That's a good thing.
Christina from Milwaukee here. I work at the casino. I walk an average of 23,000 steps a day as a cocktail waitress.
Oh, you out here.
Wow.
Top dog. No
more. Amazing, Christina. You do not need to work out. You get a workout, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, the phone's ringing. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking about your favorite way to stay in shape or work out. This is not to shame anyone because I know a lot of you listening never work out, but it's okay. Maybe we'll motivate you today. Steve texted in. He said, I like to work out by jumping rope and jogging.
Oh, you a jump roper.
Steve. Okay, Steve. Jumping rope is so hard.
That's crazy.
But jogging's hard too.
It takes coordination.
Oh, Anne from Milwaukee said, it's all about group workouts for me. Shout out to Peak Physique in West Dallas. Some people like classes.
Yeah.
They need a class, and that's their vibe.
Over the summer and, you know, sometimes back, I'd see people at the lakefront working out early mornings, and I'd go, wow, that is kind of cool. They'd be doing yoga. They'd be doing cardio, weights different days. I'm like, big up to them, bro. Just move your body.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to Austin in Kenosha. We'll start with him. It's been a minute.
Who?
Exactly. Austin?
Austin.
Does he even have a theme?
No, Austin don't got no theme song.
Does he? That's how long it's been. I don't remember.
No.
Rude.
I've done 4 days. That's it.
Well, Austin, we still know you. So you're one of the fam. All right. So what do you do to stay in shape or feel better or work out? What do you do?
Well, for one, people that, like myself, that do hard labor every day, that is a good workout.
You don't need to work out, honestly. Is that what you do for a living?
I mean, yeah, I just do a lot of heavy lifting. I'm in the construction area.
Oh, you don't need to go to the gym. Do
you're
you?
A hard, bro, you're hard hat and ding,
wait,
ding, ding.
Do construction guys go to the gym?
Probably a little bit.
I do still.
Damn, to what, lift weights? Yeah, you want to be swole.
Yeah, I lift weights and I run and stuff. But
damn.
My big thing, though, is I keep busy. Like, during the winter, because you know how Wisconsin is, you can't do anything outside.
Yeah, right. Downtime.
I bowl, so, you know, I got to keep the arms in shape, and then during the summer I play softball.
Austin,
so I keep myself nice in shape, but you know the job is the thing that kills it, man.
I hear you.
I didn't visualize you as such a fit guy. I had no idea you were into fitness so much,
the
Austin.
More you
I
know.
Learned something more new about you today. Well, and you know what, Austin? You do a lot of it because you want your arms, you know, to be nice.
Good.
I'm doing sports. It now to not lose it on people. Now I'm going for mental health, if you want me to be honest, because I go into the gym angry. I lift like three weights and I feel better immediately. I'm like, wow, that was all it took.
Think about it. For Austin, it's him bowling, you know, helping with the socialization, but it's also a sport. Softball, big major sport where it's like, that's a full body workout. It's just like baseball, you know? So you're literally going full go. But he also does that to just stay active. He's not trying to go pro.
And bowling's a perfect example of a way to stay healthy that's fun.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, what are your fun ways to stay in shape? Like I said, tennis. My arms were sore the other day, and I went, oh my gosh, I'm going to accidentally build muscle just by playing tennis. I'm not even trying to. It's going to be great.
One of my best friends, Greg's, he won a one. He got a scholarship to bowl. He was that good at bowling.
That's awesome.
Without him in my life, I would have never known how hard bowling was. You said you got a scholarship,
Austin?
I didn't take it because I wanted to play football.
Oh, he said I'm making decisions.
I'm sorry, you got two scholarships? Bye, Austin. Now you're just an overachiever.
Hey, he never said he got the football scholarship.
True.
The football one was a private school, so they don't have scholarships. But I should have
stuck with bowling.
I did get an offer for bowling. I regret it, to be honest with you.
Do you?
Wow.
I was going to say, you should have done bowling. I bet you could have gone farther with it. No offense. I mean, it's just, I bet you could have.
That's why he works out so hard now. Mm-hmm. It's all to regret.
I still got a 210 average, so that's all good.
Oh, 210, okay.
He puts his letter jacket on. He goes, I was a bowler in the day, everybody.
He's lifting in his letterman jacket.
Listen to me. All right, love you, Austin. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Rihanna from Waukesha texted in and said, at the gym, swimming and stairs are my go-to. For outside of the gym, hiking or yoga at home are quick, easy things to do. And bonus, my kids love to do them with me. That's nice.
That's cool. Regular stairs, no.
Yeah.
Stair machine, yeah.
Talking about what you do to stay in shape, whether it's your fun way or creative way, whatever you got to do. Let's go to Lori in Cedarburg this morning. Lori.
Morning.
She's going to say taekwondo. I just know it, or karate or something.
Jiu-jitsu.
Something. Oh, yeah, jiu-jitsu. Yeah. Thank you.
My Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm. BJJ.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yes. It's quite a body workout because you are either have to sometimes focus on your upper body to position yourself better, or your legs, or all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And it's anchoring. You got somebody else's body weight.
Mm-hmm.
What belt are you again?
I'm a one-stripe blue belt.
Okay.
Dang. Okay. I don't know what that means, but it sounds important. So, hey.
She can beat a few people up.
Girl, you're my new bodyguard. You're hired, Lori. You're probably half my size, but you're hired.
No, I guarantee you she wears the gi and everything. Or she's so advanced now that she done just wears the shorts and the compression top like everybody else, like the real thugs.
Well, yeah, that's no gi, but yes, I do wear a gi. I have a nice purple one, which everybody loves.
Oh, well, I'm sure you look great in it, Lori. Well, thanks for calling. Jiu-jitsu it is, girl. We have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye. Much love.
We're talking about the fun or best ways you try to stay in shape or work out. Dawn in Muskego said, my favorite way to work out is weightlifting and group exercises classes with Jeremy. Gotta mean Jeremy from Princeton.
My dog.
Yep, yep.
You mean my Jeremy?
Uh-huh.
You ain't working out with my Jeremy.
Oh, listen to this. Danny in Oak Creek said, I love weightlifting and I just benched 405 the other day. I have video proof. Danny, you're going to have...
Send it.
Send it.
You know, send it or it
Danny,
didn't happen.
Danny, do you know how much I benched the other day? The bar.
45, thank not 405.
You. And then I added 10 pounds.
We're not shaming. You moved your
body.
So
I benched 55 pounds. Thank you. And then I added I benched 60 pounds, Danny. So there.
Well,
take that.
And you can move your back. Danny probably can't.
Not even kidding. All right, let's go to Nick and Waukesha. We're talking about our favorite ways to keep ourselves healthy, stay in shape. A shout out to Megan in Waukesha. She said, Allie and DZ, come take a burn boot camp with me. She loves burn boot camp.
How much you trying to burn? I can't move that much yet. You know, not yet.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
What up, fam?
All right, we're talking about your favorite ways to stay in shape. Becca from West Dallas said Hot Works. She loves working out inside a sauna. What are you
working out right now?
Are you in a hurricane? What's going on, Nick? Nick.
I got my window rolled down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Why?
Why are you holding the phone outside the window?
Why would you call us with the window down?
I got you.
Okay, Jesus. Thank you, Nick. Okay, what do you like to do to stay fit?
Well, I'm a circle, so, you know, but I'm just kidding.
Stop it.
We're a little around, but we can still get around.
Stop it.
I'm not just a material handler. I actually pick orders at my job, so I'm lifting a lot of heavy pieces. They're about 200 pounds a piece.
Oof. Oh, you're
so
doing weightlifting.
I'm lifting stuff around a lot. I'm always on my feet, walking around, so I'm on my feet all day long.
200 pounds a piece? Oh, mama.
That's a lot.
That's too much.
You don't need to go to the gym after you're lifting that much stuff. You're totally good. By the way, Ebony texted in and said pole class so she can throw some. Yeah, you heard me.
Hey, yo.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, there's a problem, and somebody needs help getting what their boyfriend's sleep on track?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my. All right. Mm-hmm. You can text or call 414-533-1037, but let's hear the problem first.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning.
I'm writing in, right? So polite. Mm-hmm. I'm writing in because I'm genuinely worried about my boyfriend and could use your advice.
Okay.
We're both in our mid-20s, and lately, his sleep has been a real issue.
Ugh.
He rarely sleeps more than 2 hours at a time, and people are constantly telling him how exhausted he looks, which I know is starting to get to him. The thing is, it's not like he stays up late, video games, parties, or has some erratic schedule. He genuinely struggles to fall asleep and stay asleep. He'll toss and turn around for hours, and even when he does drift off, it's only for a short while before wakes up again. Bro, this is me.
I was going to say, does this guy have sleep apnea? Like, what's going on here? Like, that's what I was thinking.
Thanks, bro. I mean, my schedule's a little different, but says, I've tried suggesting different things like more consistent bed routines, cutting off screen time before bed, or even calming teas, but nothing seems to stick or make a difference. As his person, I want him to feel better and get the rest he needs. How do I approach without making him feel criticized or like I'm nagging? Any advice on how to get his sleep back on track would be a huge help. Thanks, Sleepy Sean's girlfriend.
Okay, so you have this issue. You don't sleep.
I don't sleep.
Which is weird. I've said this a million times, mm-hmm. how you're like up for like days.
I don't sleep great, right?
We were talking to doctors about this. There's a doctor we know who said he never sleeps, and they had to get a full like block from an anesthesiologist to get sleep.
Yep.
That's how much of a problem he has, which is crazy. I don't know if it's loud, but
I love that you said that, because I was going to say it might be something that you want to get medical attention
yeah.
for. Because it's
that bad.
It's not a concern, right? And as somebody who doesn't sleep and also hasn't gone to go get checked out,
yeah,
I deal with it.
Yeah.
Right? My schedule is conducive to kind of help me keep going, though, right? If their schedule isn't and they just don't sleep, this is going to start to affect them.
Yeah, because it's sleep apnea is when you're sleeping, you just don't get good sleep.
And you're not breathing right.
This is not sleep apnea. This is, I'm just awake, right?
Right,
he's just awake. That's not sleep apnea.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
and it's not like you're narcoleptic randomly falling asleep either. If you got a snoring disorder, that's a whole nother beast, bro.
Yeah.
I can't help with that whatsoever, but I also feel like I can't help you get any better sleep because I don't get quality sleep. Whatever I do doesn't seem to help. There's days where I'll just fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
If you can take naps, take naps. That's
yeah.
what I end up having. I have to.
Your body take a shuts nap. Down because you don't sleep.
You know what I mean? So at some point, my body will go, all right, we're going to sleep for a little bit right now, even if it's just an hour. If their schedule allows, that's about the best advice I can give you is give them a nap schedule where at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they doze for 40 minutes. Because I believe that 40 minutes is all people need. You don't need much more than that.
Oh, for a nap. I was like, a night? Damn,
no,
DZ.
Not a night.
Somebody texted in and said, how much caffeine is he drinking during the day? Yeah, that will keep you up all night.
Ooh,
that's an issue.
Good question.
Especially if you keep going. I've had days where I drink too much, and then I'll fall asleep, wake up, and I'm constantly like, I drink too much caffeine. I just can't even sleep.
I ain't think caffeine, because that could play a factor. It
sure
doesn't,
could.
It doesn't for me, so why would I say that? If you're doing too much caffeine, cut that maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I mean, have you ever had trouble sleeping?
I mean, yeah. When I went through my divorce, I guess
that's a loaded question.
But stress without, I would go, I think I went like 3 days or something without sleeping. And they were like, okay, you're pregnant.
Oh,
this is not going to work.
You gotta
so
sleep.
Usually it's stress. I mean, people, you don't just stay up for nothing, DZ. You're obviously thinking about something if you can't sleep.
Oh,
I
my
would
mind's
think.
Going 24/7.
Yeah. So there's
yeah,
something
obviously.
Going on usually. So I almost would say get this guy some therapy or something. Maybe this guy needs to figure out what he's stressed out about
is
at
there,
night, what's hitting him, and what he can't
therapy?
Get over.
Is there sleep therapy?
No, but there's therapy to work through what's keeping you up at night, DZ. Same thing.
Well, don't say no before we do a Google.
I didn't mean go to sleep therapy. I meant go to literal therapy and find out why you're stressed every night.
Yeah.
Why you can't sleep. That's what I'm talking about. Work through some of those thoughts
apparently
that you can't stop.
There are some sleep therapists out there in the world,
see?
Though. So, yeah.
There
yeah,
you
yeah.
go.
Hey,
I meant
a
regular
a
therapy,
things.
Though. Yeah, I'm just saying.
No,
I'm not,
yeah, I know
and
what
I'm
you
not
mean.
Talking about you. I'm talking about this guy. You're
no,
not sleeping
I, oh,
and you're
I know
thinking.
What you mean.
Talk to somebody. Something's going on.
See, but they're not saying they're thinking. I'm the thinker. They just can't fall asleep.
Well, they're not saying that.
Yeah.
But something's going on.
They're not
DZ.
Saying it's not going.
Come
happen.
On. They're not just sitting there staring at sheep.
Yeah.
Eventually, you'd fall asleep. If it's not caffeine and it's not your thoughts, what is it?
I don't
Something's
know.
Something's going
Sometimes
on.
Sometimes you just got chemical differences, and it's scientifically proven that some people don't need to have the 8 hours of sleep like the average person does.
It is?
Yeah.
So how many do they need before they can function in the day?
I'd have to relook it up.
I'm
but
like, there's no way you can go with none. Though.
Some people are good off of like 5 hours or less of
well,
sleep.
Well, that's fine.
You know what
know?
I mean?
I agree with
Four
that.
4 to 5 hours, people rock, and then other people are like, no, I got to get at least 8.
No. They say like 6 or 7 once you're an adult, you can be just fine.
Yeah.
That's all you sleep people trying to use excuses. We're on to you.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone and see what somebody says because you can call or text us 414-533-1037. People are texting in. People are saying sleep apnea is more than people not just getting good sleep. We know. That's
they
what
stop
I said.
Breathing, bro.
That's what I said. It's not about being up. It's about being asleep and not breathing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about not being correct in your sleep form. Maybe that's a problem.
McKenna in Germantown said get a sleep hypnotist.
Ooh. Now we talking about getting hypnotized?
Why not?
Why not?
If you want to sleep,
why not?
Pick a line. Why not? Let's go to 6. Screw
hey,
it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Sue from Reeseville.
Oh, hi.
Sue, what it
Sue,
do?
Sue, do you get a lot of sleep or you got some advice today?
I can sleep sitting watching TV and playing on my phone, so I can do that sleep all the time.
She can sleep no matter where, baby.
Well, then who asked you, Sue? No, I'm just
Are
kidding.
Are you just bragging in, Sue?
No, for real.
What's your advice, then, for somebody who can't sleep or isn't sleeping?
2 hours of time sucks.
You know, not really, but I just sit there and relax on the couch.
Okay,
and
Sue.
When I get... Yeah.
So you relax. Called in to brag you get sleep. You have no answer for us. Unbelievable, Sue.
She's
I love
a big
you.
Sleeper.
I love you, but this is not helpful. Thank you anyway, Sue.
<All right.
laughs> What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So her boyfriend does not sleep, and she's trying to help him get his sleep back on track.
Sleepy Sean's girlfriend.
Sleepy Sean's girlfriend. The phones are going crazy. Let's go to one of our regulars, Sarah in Hartford.
We got a few regulars on the line, okay?
Yes, we do. Sarah, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Shoop texted in and said, I find it funny that you played anxiety in the middle of this question.
I know, I was going to say that. She took my lines, darn it.
Because that's why you're not sleeping, right? Of course, yes.
Very well could be, though,
hence why
real.
I said therapy, but what do you think, Sarah?
So even though I don't directly work with sleep medicine, I'm more cardiology, but I can tell you it is important to get that figured out.
Checked out?
Yeah. Okay.
Because it can lead to cardiac issues,
yeah.
And it also can mimic cardiac issues.
Because your body's not getting what it needs. Yeah.
Not sleeping?
Yes.
So you mean you saw here got chest pains because you're not sleeping?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
What?
So
yes,
it's a matter of finding out, is it that he's a light sleeper?
Mm-hmm.
Does he need noise in the background? Put a fan on. I sleep with a fan on every night. I mean, even if it's not, you know, warm in my room, I still do it just for the background noise.
For noise, for the white noise, if you will, yeah.
She's saying if your body doesn't get everything it needs, whether it's the nutrition or the sleep or the water, your body will suffer and your organs will suffer in other ways,
and
which
something's
is what
throwing
she's
you off, clearly.
Sometimes if he wakes up, you know, really easy, when I worked night shift, I mean, I had wear earplugs to bed.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
Is
if you
it
are
light
sleeper.
In the room? Do they have the light on? Do they need a night light? You know, is it that kind of thing? Or is it truly, you know, does he feel anxious? He's got to talk to his primary then.
Wow.
He may actually benefit from trying something there are more natural options. He could try, you know, I don't want to give any specific medical advice or anything over the phone, but there are options that you can get over the counter to try. But I do always recommend talk to your primary first about those options, because they are going to be able to tell you if that's right for you, because they're going to look at your other medications if he's taking any.
Right.
Look at all
they
that.
They need to look
also,
at how that
works.
It can also be, again, the caffeine, if he's eating sweets, how late he's eating.
Totally.
All of things. That.
I mean, mid-20s, so, I just figured you're staying up late, but she's like, nah, he's pretty solid.
Not all this stuff matters.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Look at Sarah with a all-encompassing list.
They eventually gave me Ambien when I couldn't sleep because I was going days, and they were like, this is not healthy.
And
like,
that could be the result.
You're going to hurt yourself. But I couldn't physically sleep. So she's right. You can go to your doctor, and Ambien's
there's
a big jump,
you
but
can,
you know,
but,
yeah, but there's stuff you can do that to not
there's
make your
way,
body suffer
way more.
More
chill than Ambien. Yeah, there's stuff way more chill than that.
Don't worry. I was in a depressive state, okay?
Yeah,
I was going through hell.
Some minute differences.
I agree with her. You don't need to go that far.
There's other options to try first.
You'll get there.
And
you'll get there if you
work,
need it.
Maybe it requires that, but that's down the line. I mean, there's other stuff
100%.
You can try first.
She's right.
White noise, brown noise, there's apps you can download. Mm. You can get a music box or a sound box, if that kind of thing.
And sometimes,
helps.
Sarah,
a green noise guy
I feel
myself.
Like we don't even have the awareness sometimes of how much technology is around, because I've even noticed on the weekend, if I pick up my phone and even just glance at it, I'm up. If I push it away and don't let the screen see my eye, I am able to fall back asleep. There is something in
that
stimulation.
Put it face down.
Yeah.
Put it face
you don't
down
look
so the
at,
light doesn't light up.
You'd be surprised how much one little light can wake you up.
Oh, you check the time once and all of a sudden it's been an hour.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it. I know it.
All right. Thanks.
Perfect,
all right,
Sarah.
Well,
we appreciate
Sarah.
You.
I hope you get some rest, and I hope you do too, DZ. You gotta get that figured out.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You got me thinking
right,
I gotta go to the doctor. Much love, though. Good to hear from you.
Bye, Sarah.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Amanda's in Racine. Next up, everyone's texting in about how funny it was we played Anxiety. We have so many texts about that. Wow, Amanda, you were on point today, girl.
She must be rested.
That was amazing.
But I got that caffeine, that's why.
Oh, not rest, caffeine, great.
What do you think he should do?
Yeah, I agree with what Sarah said. All that stuff is really good. I also think the bed can make a difference, because if you have a really rough bed you're sleeping on, like at the hotels, I know for me, I can't even sleep. I'd rather sleep on the floor.
New mattress situation.
What?
So maybe new mattress now.
My sleep has been affected because of the mattresses we've had. And we're at the point where we might consider either flipping or buying a new one. Because,
worth it.
It's worth it. Mm-hmm. Every single time, it's
helps.
Worth
well,
it.
You think about something you use every single day, a mattress. You should invest in that. I always say this, you know, if you're using a service or something every day, don't a car, remember that when you purchase it. It's worth it. You
it's
know what
it.
I mean? So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's a great point. The mattress might be
nobody
huge.
Even brought that up.
Amanda did.
You know, I will say, too, when it comes to the caffeine, you know, if you add some alcohol to that soda, that also will help you sleep.
Okay,
Amanda.
Bye.
Goodbye. We love you. Goodbye.
But she's right.
She's not wrong. But we can't give that type of advice. Come on, man.
She said it's wine o'clock. That's all you gotta do.
Wine 30, then doze off. You feel me?
Oh, man. Who else is texting in here today? Jennifer and Brown Deer texted in and said mental health RN advice. She said a sleep study, sleep therapist, yoga, meditation to relax, and keep a sleep journal with diet and caffeine intake. Stress during the day to track issues. He may have underlying anxiety or stress that he doesn't know about, or something heavy on his mind. Yeah, some people aren't even in touch with what they're feeling.
I'd fall asleep just trying to keep track of all of that, bro.
Right.
I'd be like, wait, what?
Well, if you're up, you might as well keep a journal.
Because the sleep study sounds like a good option. I would do a sleep study in a heartbeat.
They're going to need all that, you know. They're going to,
In a heartbeat, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, if you could find a sleep study, let me know.
Let's go to Ebony, our girl in Milwaukee.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Courtney keeps texting in and saying that a spoonful of peanut butter before bed is supposed to help you sleep.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Why?
Never tried it.
Interesting.
Nobody's ever told me why either.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was going to say, which I already said, I was going to say he needs to get a sleep study so that he can see what's going on in his mind while he's trying to relax.
Mm-hmm.
But then also peanut butter does help you, because magnesium helps you as well. he just needs to find like a way to relax himself. Now, me, I'm an actual insomniac. Like, I'm literally diagnosed with it. Okay. That's why I work third shift.
Okay.
So I changed up my life because I noticed I was lacking on first shift, tired on first shift, second shift wasn't working. So maybe he should switch up his lifestyle. Maybe work at night if he can't sleep at night and sleep during the day.
That's just what he likes Ebony, to do.
I think you might be literally giving the best advice right now. Obviously, yeah. all the doctoral things, sure, but you might be that night owl and
switch
you've been fighting
up.
Your life your whole life.
See, you've been fighting you should be yourself. Sleeping during the day.
And working
at God.
Night.
I was miserable for 2 years straight because I couldn't get right sleep. I went to therapy. I did a sleep study. I did everything everybody told me to do. And the best thing for me personally, was to just change up my lifestyle, try to hit the gym, get tired, go to work, switch up your shift, go third shift. If you can manage it, if you can't settle down at night, maybe you can settle down in
during the day.
Wow, whoever texted in, just have booty. That'll knock you out. Okay.
Hey, I didn't want to say it.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We have a very busy show, always on Fridays, from Am I the Jerk to Dumpster Fire Dating to your last chance at 21 Pilots tickets. We got to keep it moving today.
Let's go.
So what's going on? You got a knee update for us?
Yeah, I do, man, because it's been a few days, I feel like, since we really talked about what's going on.
Did something happen?
Some people don't know that 16 weeks ago, I had knee surgery. Osteochondral allograft, got a donor bone inside my body with donor cartilage as well. Thank you for paying the ultimate sacrifice.
He's only 32.
And I'm only 32, right.
Don't squat 500 pounds, Danny, in Oak Creek. Just saying. Stupid. Your knees are going to be gone, too. But anyway.
But no, I had surgery and been healing. And this week was a little bit of a tough week, so... when I talked to PT, I went, man, my body's been hurting.
It was a tough week on your body, you mean?
Yes, okay. And more so my knee. I've been feeling sore. And I realized that I was doing some things wrong. My posture has been completely trash.
Yeah.
My standing has been weird. I'm overextending my knee too much. And I'm not doing stairs correctly, meaning I'm not pushing up with the right leg and I'm not, you know, stepping down correctly either.
Yeah.
Things that you don't really think about until you have to, because it's just natural body mechanics.
Yes.
Right? But this week I was really gung-ho about wanting to be in the gym, wanting to be active, and wanting to like just go. My knee told me otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that after the weekend we had, dude. You were on your legs all weekend.
Because I want to be consistent, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to slack and I don't want to fall behind. But what I feel like ends up happening is I push too far. So I pushed too far this week or last week, ended up hurting myself. Not necessarily, you know, hurting, but every step I've been taking all week long has been just a little like uncomfortable.
So you're having this is good self-awareness.
Good self-awareness.
Good for you.
So I've restrained myself from going to the gym, knowing that I could go and hurt myself in any single moment. But I've been active. I've been doing my exercises, my rehab and stuff at home.
Yeah.
So I had to take kind of the week off. Worked out with Jeremy on Monday.
Yeah, your trainer at the Princeton Club.
And then after that went, okay, good. You know, he took care of me. We got a good workout in, upper body, focused on that because my body was hurting then.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday came, I was like, nah, I'm too sore.
Yeah.
Wednesday, worse. And then the rest of the week just felt like my body had tightened up around my knee. And I went, nah, I got to take some time. So whether I go to the gym today or not, I feel like I've put myself in a good headspace, right?
Because
I feel weird. There's a duality. I feel weird not working out. Since I'm able to work out again, I've been feeling so good back in the gym.
Yep.
But I know that if I do go work out, I have a very high chance of overdoing it like that.
Yeah.
So the knee update is I've been taking it light because it's been a lot of heavy movement, but I don't want to fall behind, and I definitely don't want to set myself back. So I've been struggling trying to find that balance this week.
You're going to have to say no to certain things, like when you're overdoing it. You know what I mean? You're going to have to stop. But it's good that you have that self-awareness, you know, so you can actually not mess up your knee.
And that's a huge point. I'm going to have to say no to some things, and I got to be better at saying no to some things. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got this.
I got it.
You got this.
I just
got
to be reminded sometimes. So y'all, if you see me overdoing it, don't be scared to tell me.
No, don't go to the gym. We're not going to see you overdoing it because you're going to stay your butt at home.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about period in general. If you see me limping around,
that's a ridiculous thing. You're not going to listen. I saw you doing it on Saturday, and you were like, I was fine, and you way overdid it on Saturday. You wouldn't have listened. listen to me if I tried to tell you. So that's nonsense, and you know it, okay?
If you see me limping,
you would
tell
never
me.
Listen.
I may not listen.
You're not going to listen.
Still tell me. I'm telling you, don't listen to Allie. Just tell me, please.
Okay.
I might, not listen, but please still tell me.
I'm fine.
Exactly.
You're the king of that. I know you well enough.
So tell the king, because the king needs to listen.
And
I don't.
What? I'm fine.
So keep repeating it. That's what I'm saying. I need it.
Well, I'm proud of you for having that self-awareness and being like, you know what? I'm not okay.
I'm not.
I gotta take it, slow it down a little and chill out, you know? So you got this.
Thank you.
You look how far you've come, dude.
Seriously.
You were on crutches. Hell, you couldn't even walk. They wouldn't even let you walk or whatever for a long time. And now you're driving, you're walking. You've got the world at your fingertips as long as
I chill.
Take care of yourself.
And it's common.
Every way.
When the bone heals, you feel magical, you feel great, you feel good. 12 weeks later, the bone is good. 12 months to 18 months is when the cartilage is actually good. So I still got a long time on the maturity period of the cartilage, and that's where people go wrong in this part of their rehab
healing.
Well,
most people don't have a dead person's cartilage in their knee, DZ. Most people go wrong. I'm like, you're the only person I know.
I'm talking about people that have had this
surgery.
That
have had this knee surgery.
And have, you know, cartilage
it's
replacements,
crazy,
right?
Yeah.
Anybody that knows, don't overdo it, and that's what I'm trying to focus on.
So we're going
to
be here for a year, for sure, at least, before you'll be next summer.
Next summer
before
my
you
knee.
Can even check the cartilage.
Correct.
That's crazy.
Correct.
Ooh-wee. Well, take care of yourself. And everyone tell DZ if he's overdoing it.
See, I'm so serious. Tell
Seriously.
Me, if you see me limping and gimping, that ain't a pimp walk, baby. That's a limp walk, and make me stop.
That ain't a pimp walk. All right, you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I think so.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this one is about getting rid of things and not telling your family you threw their stuff out.
I got some personal trauma with this. I ain't
really?
Gonna lie.
Why?
Yeah, my dad used to do this to us all the time.
Throw your stuff out?
My dad would go randomly into a fit of, this place is a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
my
don't
dad, too.
Clean. And he would
and just start throwing things out that we needed.
Grab a trash bag and just start throwing things in it. And we're like, dog, just because you don't use that.
Yeah.
It's out for a reason.
My dad used to do that to my mom as well with the kitchen table because there was always crap all over it. And he'd be like, what is all this? Yeah. Get rid of it. And we would just move it to a different place. It was so dumb.
Pops would go through the whole house and you'd be like,
on
all
a
right.
rampage trying to ruin everybody's day because they had a bad day. Oh, I know that guy.
Once every few
Trust
months.
Trust me, it's my father. All right. So anyway.
We got the same dad? Are we related?
Yes, we are. Or our dads grew up in the same generation.
I swear.
All right. Allie and DZ, I grew up in a house where I swear to you, my parents were hoarders. Mm. Not sure how I even made it through without being a hoarder.
Oh, this is the child. Okay.
Dang. Well, now I'm a grown up. And as I'm watching my parents get older, I've been taking more care of them. And I've been telling them that it's time to get this garage cleaned out before the winter comes.
Mm.
Well, they never did that. And now here we are in September. So I'm worried it's going to start snowing in a couple of months. And I went over there and started clearing out their garage. I threw out a lot of stuff. It's all garbage, in my opinion.
But do you know that?
No. My mom says it's important and it's all sentimental. So I really don't want to tell her I did it, but my plan is to keep throwing out a few boxes every time I go over there.
Eventually they're going to notice that some boxes are missing.
She said it's been untouched for many, many years. My sister said I'm a jerk. I haven't even told my parents, but I'm doing it. And that's my opinion. They're never going to notice.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for throwing out my parents' stuff?
Dog.
So I can help them get their cars in the garage. Oh, God.
She's coming from a very good place. She's trying to help them do something they actually need.
But they're hoarders and they don't.
Yeah. And we know the situation. Yeah. I'm sure we know families that maybe don't use the garage for garaging.
And then the kids come out and want to help them. I know people whose parents, they swear are hoarders. And they're like, you're never invited to my parents' house because they're like embarrassed.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Oh,
they're
it's
so gross in my parents' house. They're hoarders. I'm like, really? They're like, yep.
Grew up the same way with friends. They're like, y'all are never coming over.
Really?
Ever.
Like, you don't want to know what my parents, how many houses are like that inside?
Probably a few.
That's crazy.
Yeah, probably a few. But
wow. Anyway, all right. So she the jerk for cleaning, throwing her parents' stuff away and not telling selling them so she can clean out their garage.
Now you've got adult kids, right? And they want to help you because they've probably changed and shaped their own life. And now that they have their own house, I watched it happen. Because my mom was an organized hoarder.
She
would keep, you know, the plastic Tupperwares that we can use whenever that we never used for years. And she would then buy a bunch of canned items and would store them in the basement. And we'd be like, we're not using those cans ever. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There was never the clutter where you felt like you were climbing through things. And my mom was a very clean person. But she had so much unnecessary stuff
that she didn't need.
And still does.
Yeah.
It comes from trauma. It comes from, you know, lack of things. It comes from poverty and
being
whatnot.
Afraid you're not going to have it. So you keep it.
And not having it at one point. So you keep and you hoard and you
go, right? I get it.
But as your kid, you change. Now I live my own life. I hoard in my own ways. Don't say I don't. But you go home and you realize, wow, this is bad.
Yeah.
And you want to help.
You get out of the house and you don't realize. Because what's normal to you is what's normal to you as you grew up until you look at other lives or someone points it out to you and you're like, wait a second. You don't even realize it's strange.
Exactly.
You know? Oh my gosh. All right. 414-533-1037. I'm going to say not the jerk because I don't think the parents are ever going to notice that she threw their stuff out. However, throwing someone's stuff out is pretty shady.
They're gonna notice. Eventually, they're going to notice.
They haven't touched these boxes in years, she said.
When suddenly the cars fit in a garage, they're going to go, whoa, time out.
No, they're going to go, thank you.
Where's all our stuff, though? I know you moved it somewhere else. Where's all our stuff, though? Then you're going to have to deal with that problem because they're gonna be mad. They're going to think their stuff got moved somewhere else, and it didn't. It's at the dump.
Ooh, this is tricky. Katie in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. I totally do this with random kids' toys. Yeah, we do too, but that's our kids. This isn't our parents. These are adults, Katie.
You doing this to your parents' toys?
This is kids. We can throw away their stuff because we bought it. Mm-hmm. That's our stuff. Mm-hmm. This is not your stuff we're throwing away. You're throwing away your parents' stuff.
Is it maybe your childhood memories? Maybe. But you don't know you're not checking no boxes?
Brianna in Kenosha texted in to 414-533-1037, said, not the jerk. She'll be left with it later when they pass, so why not start now? I do the same.
Dang, I actually hear what
And
that.
Then, oh, Rachel in New Berlin said, jerk. If you're that worried, get him a therapist who can help with the reason behind the hoarding.
Now it's getting expensive.
It's time or money. Which one you want to put in, baby?
They got TV shows for that kind of stuff, don't they?
All right, you can call us 414-533-1037, and we're going to talk to you next. Is she a jerk for throwing her parents' stuff out and not telling them?
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she is the jerk for throwing away her parents' stuff because they're hoarders and she's trying to clean out their garage to put their cars in there before it snows.
I mean, I get her wanting to help, but she's helping in such a weird way.
Well, she is. She's throwing away an adult's stuff, but it's her parents' stuff, and she says they're not even going to notice.
She hasn't even bothered to look to see what's in it. She might be and feel some type of way when her parents are gone, and she goes, wait, where are my baby pictures? I wonder.
Let's go to Nikki in West Allis this morning. We'll start with her. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. We want to know, what do you think? Is she the jerk for throwing away her parents' stuff and not telling them?
Yes, she is the jerk.
Oh, why? Go
and
on.
I say that based on experience.
Ooh. Let's go.
I agree with DZ where the mom was like the organized hoarder. I know where all of my things are. And before my son passed, he used to go through my things and get rid of them.
Oh.
I was a major, major couponer.
Big shocker in this big city. Midwest. Not really. Love it.
And he would go through my things and, like, I would travel for work. So I'd come home and I'm like, there's things missing.
You knew.
And he'd be like, Mom, how do you know? Because I know. Because I know what I have and where things are.
You sound like me with the Diet Coke. When I see one's missing, I'm like, Owen, I know one's missing.
Who moved my pile? Who moved my pile?
No, totally.
But like was just said, you know, there may be things in there that in the future she may be like, oh, where did that go?
Right.
And I say that now after dealing with the flooding, because my basement was flooded and I literally lost everything.
Dang.
Including all of my son's stuff from when he passed. So it's like, you know, you know where things are. Some people know where things are.
Yeah. Some people don't.
But you know when things are gone.
Absolutely.
And then it's a double-edged sword because you keep things and a lot do hold sentimental value, but then something like a flood happens and boom, it's gone anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So you say
the jerk. Yes, wow. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Nikki. Have
no
a good
problem.
Day.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Much love. Thanks for the call.
She says jerk. She said, my kid did this to me. This is messed up.
From experience.
He threw away all my coupons that expired.
She was going to use them before they expired, though.
She said, I'm not going digital pick and save. Don't make me.
Yeah, my dog.
I don't want to. All right, let's go to John in Mequon this morning and see what he thinks. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. You think that she's a jerk for throwing out her parents' stuff?
Nope, not the jerk.
Not just flat out.
Oh, go on. Why?
My aunt used to be a hoarder. Mm-hmm. I remember cleaning the mess after she ended up dying, and it took days to clean.
Okay.
And I remember one thing that she told me before she died was, my coffin does not come with a trailer.
So then why was she keeping it anyway?
Yeah.
If she was aware, you know, most hoarders aren't aware that they're doing this kind of hoarding. If she knew, hey, Mark, I ain't taking it with me.
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand both points of view because my ex, she basically had a really messy desk. But she knew where everything was.
Well, of course. That's why you can't mess with my stuff. My sister screwed with my stuff once, and I said, I knew where everything was, though.
There's a fine line between disorganized and hoarding, though.
Thank you.
You know, there is.
True.
But at the same time, as like myself, I'm not going to say I'm a neat freak, but I like everything in order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're saying not the jerk. You're like, come on. You don't have a place for everything. I mean, everything has its place, but you don't have a place for everything.
I do have one comment for you, though.
What? Ooh.
For your question of the day this morning. Pokemon Go.
Okay, you're like Roger now. You're trying to bring up old stuff on this show. Dude, John. We are an hour past the question of the
Longer
than that, actually. Boy. What the hell? Okay, thank you for
Thank you, though. Appreciate you listening
The question was, how do you stay in shape in a fun way? Okay, Pokemon Go was a great answer. Thanks, John.
Bye, John.
Have a good day.
You know what I love is our listeners are like, I had another thing to say. You know, I love how involved you guys are with the show. Don't ever stop, please.
He said, listen, I didn't get in to call this morning.
Don't ever stop.
Right and early when we started, but you know, I'm here now a few hours later.
I appreciate you for listening to the whole show, honestly. Thank you, John. Thank you. Okay, so
we
lost
you because we love you.
Honestly, we had Mael on the phone and we somehow lost him. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. So I'm just going to pull a random text for our tiebreaker now because we have so many texts coming in to 414-533-1037. I'm scared. Which one? Should I just randomly pick one?
You should close your eyes, click one with your mouth, and then open it and see what it says. That's the best way to do
really?
It.
Really?
That's the best way to do it. Just click, just go. I mean, we got to have a tiebreaker somehow. We're split.
We
lost my L.
Okay, fine. I'm going to click this one.
Okay, what's it
say? Okay, I'm scared. Jazzy in Kenosha.
Okay,
says,
Jazzy.
Not the jerk. I threw out my grandma's stuff all the time, but I do tell her while I do it so she knows it's gone.
Well, that's why you're not the jerk.
That's why she's giving the reason, though. She's like, I do this, but I at least tell them.
Are you a jerk if you never, ever, ever tell them? Because then, to me, yeah. If eventually you're like, by the way, I threw all that stuff out. My bad.
Bella texted in, said it's not yours to throw away. Wait until they die, you jerk.
Well, it's been worked out. Sorry, Bella, too
late. Do you want him to be safe in the garage? You want to fall on the ice or what?
This is true.
My mom broke her leg. She fell on the ice and broke her leg when I was a kid. I'll never forget it.
Well, when you bring up that.
I'm just saying, this is me trying to fix it for everybody, you know?
You're so right, though, because as your parents get older, they still think they could do so much of the things that they really can and shouldn't.
Not the jerk.
Woo.
Carter in Milwaukee texted in, not the jerk. It's been sitting in there for years and years. All right, we're figured out.
That works that out.
You ready to give away our last pair of tickets to 21 Pilots, and then we'll get into Dumpster Fire Dating?
I'm not. I don't want to give them away today.
We have to, because and then next week, you guys, if you missed it, the big announcement is that Ed Sheeran is coming to Summerfest.
And guess who's got the hookup?
Woo! You can't even buy the tickets until next Friday. We're going to have them all next week on the show. We'll have four pairs because I'm stealing one, and just don't tell anyone.
Me and Allie going to be up there with y'all.
I'm not allowed, but I'm stealing them, and I'm probably going to get written up and in trouble, and I'll have to give them back, but it's not the point.
Unless the winners want to take us as plus ones. I mean,
hello.
We love you.
All right, for Stone, or not Stone, listen to me. I'm trying 21 Pilots. I'm getting everything mixed. I almost said Stone Temple Pilots.
Woosah.
It's Friday. I need to go home.
True.
But I can't because I'm busy today.
for 21 pilots.
21 pilots. 414-533-1037. We are giving away these tickets. Your last chance to go see them at the AmFam Amphitheater on Tuesday night. This is next Tuesday.
Next week.
Like, you better be available Tuesday night if you're going to try to win
If you
these.
Win tonight, today, clear the schedule.
Yes. 414-533-1037. I'm going to take caller 33. Your favorite number, DZ.
Thank you.
Good luck. Kiss FM. Hold on. Dumpster Fire Dating's coming up. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias, your nosies.
Buenos dias. You're darn right. It's Allie and DZ. I don't know why I said that, but
you went from Hispanic to, yeah, to Southern. This, you're darn too.
Hello, guys. Sierra's in Waukesha. Pull her up. Hi, Sierra.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, love the animation. What you up to?
Yeah, it's Friday.
I'm heading into work.
Oh, well, yeah, you just made a sound.
I know.
Can you tell us what you do?
I am an architect.
Dang.
Well, dang, smarty pants.
Build us a house. Well, design us a house.
Girl, love to hear that.
That's
fantastic.
Lit.
You go, girl. Well, you're going to be going to see 21 Pilots next week, girl. Congratulations.
Heck yeah! Thanks, guys.
Woo, you're welcome. Tuesday night at AmFam Amphitheater. You will be there with whoever you want to bring. Have a great time, and maybe I'll see you there.
Sweet. Thank you so much. What a great day.
Oh, you're welcome. She architected a win today.
Well, I told Hudson, I said, I got us tickets, and I think it should be your first concert.
It'd be great.
And Hudson was like, okay, I'm in. He goes, what do they play again?
Music, so my boy,
I played Heathens.
Yeah.
I played Heathens. And then as soon as they heard Heathens, they were like, isn't this from a movie?
Yeah.
And they were like, Mom, we know who 20. I was like, know who 21 Pilots is, my guy.
If you watch Suicide Squad at all.
Exactly. You know. So, yeah, so I'm going to take Hudson. And then next week, we're going to have Ed Sheeran tickets because he's coming to Summerfest and you can't even buy him till next Friday. They have given us tickets to give away all next week to see him on June 25th at Summerfest.
Sierra, you put the nail in the coffin today, though. Yep. We appreciate you.
Bye, Sierra. You can try for Ed Sheeran next week, too. Win as much as you want.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye. Go build some.
That was dope. She hung up.
Nah, she was just vibing.
She was just hanging out.
She's cool like that.
Yeah. So next week, Ed Sheeran. Every day at around 7:45-ish.
That's exciting.
After Am I the Jerk.
Yep.
I need a couple minutes to get my coffee and compose my thoughts, and then I'm going to let you read the DMs where the guy lit me up.
Reading this one?
Yeah, it might have been a lot. It might be fair, too.
Okay, say less.
It might be fair.
Pull them bad boys up.
Dang it. All right, hold on. Dumpster Fire Dating's next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Is Will Laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Okay, so I'm going to have you read this exchange between me and this nice man.
This nice man.
That I've been talking to and blowing off repeatedly because I have no interest in dating. I think we've established that on this show.
Yeah, I'm
very focused on my children and my health and all the things, and I just want to be, you know, living my best life right now. So I've been talking to this guy who has kept me kind of interested here and there, but it's just like these check-in messages, and he's very responsive, but I'm the one not responding so much.
Okay.
So then go ahead and read our exchange. I'm the purple.
You're
so
purple?
I say, you know, at the top, how long have you been single again?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So how long have you been single again?
And then what does he say?
Many, many moons. Like 4 years. Are you judging me for not going on dates?
LMAO. I mean, yes and no.
I said yes.
I mean, yes and no. And no.
So, what have you been doing on the apps then?
That's what I asked him.
Not
I go,
one date?
I said, what are you doing on the apps? You haven't gone on a date in 4 years?
It makes me wonder what you're doing here. Like, are we homies?
Yeah,
straight
that's kind of what I said to him, right?
Straight up. And he responds, I don't really use them. I told you I downloaded them and then immediately realized what a bleep it could be.
Yep.
And then usually delete them. But you're a hot radio host.
Oh, Lord. I didn't realize that was in there.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, jeez.
So you probably get asked on 13 dates a day. 13 is an oddly specific number.
I wish. That is a specific number, 13 dates a day. Yeah.
He said it's not easy for the rest of us, you know. I think he's just trying to big up and go, I don't know what we're doing here. We're both unserious humans, apparently. And
true.
I'm at the mercy of your four-minute windows.
Because he jokes with me that I come in and he goes, let me know when you have a four-minute window to talk to me today. So I would pop in and go, up, two-minute window. Are you there? And if he wasn't there, I'd disappear.
Whoops. Gone. But then you follow up and you're like, oh, you're funny, you know?
He is.
I went 6 years without dating, but I had small kids. You almost got me beat, but I also like that because hopefully you don't have any crazy exes.
That's what I said. I'm like, well, it's a good thing you haven't dated because what if he does have, you know? Then he doesn't have that back and forth with people that I always end up dealing with.
A recent ex is always crazier than an extended ex. I 100%. Feel like that's just common knowledge for anybody. Well, now, if you got a toxica in your life, I mean, you're screwed. They're going
to
hate you forever.
So many people are doing the back and forth with their exes and trying to date new people, and it gets muddy, and it becomes a problem. So I wanted to know, like, are you still screwing around with exes? What's your story? You know, keep it real.
Yeah. And you guys have some funny exchanges back and forth. I mean, he's a funny guy. He said, so wait, you can go 6 years and then laugh at me for going a few years? Double standard. How dare you?
He wasn't wrong.
But he's ribbing, though. And you could tell there's like a joking jest within that. Yeah, he's being playful. Mm-hmm. You're like, y'all, but you're right. That's fair. My difference is I was pregnant and had a baby. You're just over here chilling.
It's true. Okay, so I didn't go 6 years without dating. I keep interrupting as you're trying to read these DMs, but
no, this is good context.
I honestly went 6 years because when I got divorced, I was pregnant. It was unexpected. It came out of nowhere. It was traumatic. And honestly, like, that made me not want to be with anyone. I was so traumatized by what I went through in my relationship. I was like, I'm not messing around with this anymore.
Understandable.
If you got burnt in a fire, would you like run back into a fire? No, you would not. You would be like, I'm going to sit out here on the curb and watch
house,
all
though?
You guys get burned because I'm good.
What's left in the house? Because I might. Did I leave anything important?
For me, it felt like, well, I went 6 years because I was pregnant and I had small children. And then when I could breathe again, they were like six-ish, I was able to date again. He has no kids. He was married. And I'm like, what's your excuse for not dating for 4 years? That was kind of what I was getting at, right?
I mean, does he need an excuse? He wasn't ready.
That's fair. Right? And I was being judgy. I admitted it.
But he even said, he was like, nah, goofball, like, what are you talking about? Responds back, and you guys have a couple days in between some interactions sometimes.
I take forever to get back.
Then a day or two goes by after, you know, I was having a baby, you're over there chilling, what's going on? But glad you don't got any crazy exes.
Mm-hmm.
Couple days go by, and he responds back and says, oh, you're funny, like, what are we doing here? While being able to talk for 3 minutes a day and then disappearing. While also telling me how much you don't want to date anyone ever again.
Like, he's like, why are you here?
You're being so direct and honest, though, that
I'm trying to be.
He's also continuing this playful jest that I'm honestly entertained by your guys' interaction right now.
There's a reason that I've kept him around. You see what I mean? Like, he's the only one I keep messaging because he's making, like, he's easy with me. He's letting me kind of come in and out at my own, you know, timing. He's not pressuring me, which is a big thing. I get pressured a lot and then I get weirded out and I put up the wall, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just being chill.
He's not trying to, like, pressure, not trying to throw anything crazy. He's also not, like, bashing you all that much.
Whoops. Am I bashing him too much?
He's keeping you in check, though. he's keeping you in check.
Which is nice.
I want to read this. He goes, hold on. So now you're just going to call me a loser for having time to message you.
Which is funny.
And he goes, and you go, you're funny. I mean, I don't know what to say other than touche.
He was right. What can I say to that?
But you follow up quick. You follow up quick and go, basically, JK, I appreciate your responsiveness. I just don't deserve it.
Is that what I said to him?
I
didn't remember writing that.
That's one of the last things that you guys said, because now there's new messages that I ain't going to read, girl.
Wait, let me see.
I ain't going to read, girl.
What did he say?
Those new messages are yours. Those new messages are for you to read.
Oh, we can read these next. This is when it gets intense. Oh, okay. So what he says next, you're going to have to hold on. It's coming up next.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Sherry in Caledonia texted in, my husband just called me on his way home from work, and I'm like, I gotta go. I have to listen to Allie's dumpster fire dating.
Bye.
All right, Ellen Lannon texted in and said, Allie, these are the guys you give a chance to. He's just a chill guy.
He is. He does seem like a Kevin James type.
Does he?
Hand in the pockets, just a chill guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so we held off. You were reading the DMs between me and this guy that I keep. He's like the only one I kind of come in and out of and message. I still haven't even written. Stop it. I haven't even written Mike and Waukesha's friend back. I feel awful. Remember we were texting and I never. I'm just not motivated to date. I'm too busy. Got a full life. Do you like all my excuses?
You got a lot of excuses right now, dog, because he done slid in some new messages.
We're very busy.
Read the new messages,
Allie.
All right,
so the new message I did not read and DZ did not read. He says, how does one go about locking down a date with someone as elusive as you? I won't propose or anything, I swear.
Which is a lie. He has a ring in his pocket. just know. He's ready
and
to propose.
And then I say, thank goodness, a proposal sounds awful.
Oh, okay. Heard.
And then I say, but I just say, ask me out on a date?
Question mark?
That's it. And that was what I wrote back this morning. So, again,
it's about to be a 4-minute date.
It's about to be a 4-minute date. I mean, I don't even, I probably won't, what am I going to even do? I'm going to go out with the guy.
Let's be honest, Allie, dates for you coming up over the next few months are going to be people that want to get to know you are going to have to come to events that we're at.
And no, they're not. That's even weirder.
Well, that's about the only way they're going to be able to see you.
They're going
to
get 2-minute windows here and there because you're right. We're very busy. Today, Eric from Hartford, Allie, you're on the radio. Yeah, I know.
Yes, we are on the radio every single day, Monday through Friday, sometimes weekends too. Yep.
Oh, maybe he's saying about that's why he's not asking me out because we're on the radio.
Oh.
Oh, no, but we're, come on. I hate this when people get like intimidated because I'm never going to date a guy who puts me on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Like if you're putting me up on a pedestal, then we're not going to be equals and it's not going to work because I'm going to walk all over you. I'm just keeping it real. I want you to be able to see me as your peer, your equal, your partner, your significant other. Otherwise, the dynamic will never work.
And I feel like
you know what I'm talking about.
He was giving you your props on the front end. If anybody missed it when I was reading, he was like, oh, you're a very attractive radio host. You probably got 13 dudes that are just trying to even like get a second. And he was just saying like, well, but to a lot of people, that's the perception. We're getting contacted.
That's what they think is happening.
And you being a single woman, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Out here and people hear that you're interested in dating, they're going to go, well, how many people are probably shooting their shot? They hear her every day and might fantasize, oh, well, Allie, this. I hear her voice all the time. We get along so good. And they don't know
anything about me
behind closed doors. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But what I mean is they hyperfixate on the on-air that they hear and think, oh, we'd be such a perfect match.
Right.
Right? And then some people don't ever take that jumper chance and they might really be that perfect match.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I don't know. Somebody said, Allie, you have time to get a Diet Coke with him. Knock it off.
A quick, that's all you need? That's all you need?
I don't know. I really want my heart to be in it, you know? And I don't want somebody to treat me differently, you know? Because that's not good. I can't be living, if it's somebody I'm going to date and have a life with, a partner, like I'm going to live in a house with somebody who's like, I don't know. It's just not. We have to be.
It's not a tiptoe.
There needs to be mutual respect, you know, in a proper way.
I think that comes after, you know, crafting a more detailed relationship. Because right now, bro, let's just keep it a buck. You're 20 years deep on a very, very successful career. Very few people that you're going to encounter are not going to have an idea who you are. Right? Or somebody very soon after they start to talk to you is going to go, do you know who that is?
Oh, God.
Unless you're about to date somebody out of state, you're going
to
run into more.
Maybe I need to. Maybe I need to.
I've told you that before.
I know, you're
right.
What
happened to Florida boy?
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad kicked me out, and then I'm not going back to Florida. That's what happened to Florida boy.
Well, Florida boy got his own home, don't he? You can still come to Florida.
You're hysterical.
No,
okay.
But seriously, and I'm not like trying to set you off and be like, oh, man, dang. You know, bum you out. Man, I am going to come across people that are going to put me on a pedestal.
Listen.
But those people the right people won't keep you there.
Mm-hmm.
The pedestal comes natural with the legend that you are. You feel me?
DZ, stop gassing me up. Thank you. You're very sweet. But I just, you know, want someone who respects me and I respect them, and mm-hmm. I want them to look at me and go, wow, like I think it's really cool what you've done with your career, and you know, you've changed your life after all you've been through. Like that I can respect, and I want to feel that same respect towards them. But I don't want it to be like, oh, you know, you're a celebrity, how do I act around you? Now I'm getting somebody that's who's pretending to be different.
That's a fine line.
That's like not going to work for me.
I feel like
they try too hard to impress me, and then it becomes I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're really good at also weeding that out, though.
I've noticed it.
I feel like you're really good at weeding out people that, you know, only like you or approach you because you're on the radio.
Oh, I've dated people, and you've seen this, DZ. They'll tell everybody I'm on the radio when we're out together. That's embarrassing. It's like man, I'm like, you're chill. Here because of that. You're not even here because of me. Yeah. You don't care about me.
The status chasers.
Yeah,
the gold clout. Diggers. Man, you know what it is? Like, yeah. And the right people will transcend that. It's just, unfortunately, going to take mm-hmm. some time to weed out
to
the
weed
ones.
Them out.
And especially find somebody that is going to genuinely go, I have no clue who you are.
Who texted in, Allie, I like this guy for you. Give him a chance. He seems to be understanding and doesn't get easily offended. Signed, Sarah in Hartford. That part.
I couldn't agree more.
I couldn't agree more either with the way he's talking to me. He's letting me come in and out. He's not taking offense. Stop it! Damn it!
You sicko!
I'm not going to lie. I was preparing. That's why I'm out of breath. I was preparing for my gig today that I got invited to do.
You did a lot of rehearsing just now.
I was rehearsing. Did you like that? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I'm proud of you.
Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Thank you.
You did a good job.
I am out of breath because I got invited to do one of my dream jobs today, and I am so pumped, DZ.
We got really cool jobs.
Yeah,
what more of a dream job could you have?
This is definitely a dream job, but when they reached out and asked me to be a part of this, I went, ha ha!
Say less.
Say less, I'm there. Shout out to Oconomowoc School District because they have invited me today to celebrate their 150th anniversary. And you ready for this?
What up?
I am going to be one of the co-hosts of the Oconomowoc Homecoming Parade.
This is a
huge deal in this city, right? I was so excited. They were like, Allie, would you like to come? Because I know someone who works in the district, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, well, would you want to come do some stuff in our district? Because we've done stuff with West Dallas, West Milwaukee. We always tell schools, reach out. You never know if we're available. We'll try to come do stuff with you guys.
MPS,
I've done stuff in New Berlin with my kids' schools.
Exactly.
You know, I'm happy to do whatever I can if we can make it work.
Now that Sammy's in school in 4K, yeah, we want to be involved. We want to do all the things. And my wife's an MPS teacher. Obviously, we are more than willing.
Well. When I got the email yesterday telling me my details and what I'm doing, I swear you would have thought I was a little kid who just won the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. I'm telling you,
you were pretty geeked up about this.
I was like, oh my gosh, I am going to be literally broadcasting the parade and commenting. I mean, this is amazing. They said, your role as the co-host. I'm going to be doing it with a girl named Aubrey. Shout out Aubrey. Aubrey Froming. I hope I said that right. In Oconomowoc, she's the student host.
Okay, cool.
I'm the celebrity host for the Oconomowoc Homecoming Parade.
That's lit.
It starts today at 5:15. They said, here's what your role is, Allie. You'll help. You'll be broadcasting live from the parade with our student commentary team, including Aubrey, one of our most talented and enthusiastic student leaders.
Perfect.
You'll help announce parade groups as they pass by using a loose script.
There's a softball team!
You'll chat with students and community members walking the route. And then they said that they're excited because my energy and humor, I can use it and then connect with the people. And then I can have a fun, informal, and community-centered day. I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally going to narrate the parade.
You
this is going to be
say
amazing.
Whatever you want about what you're looking at.
It's going to be like, oh, the marching band. Look at the guy with the tuba.
Tuba, 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 tuba. Burr, 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 burr. Now I want to come with.
Dude, I mean, to narrate a parade, I am so in. I don't know where they broadcast it, but I'm going to find out. Oh, live stream info. Here we go.
You basically get to broadcast, people watch, and mm-hmm. talk on a microphone all at the same time.
They stream it for the family and the communities and the community and the alumni. So, I'm going to be watching it back. You know, when you go watch yourself on TV,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it back like 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, I was a part of the parade.
Look at me. You freeze it. Look at me.
I didn't know, like, emceeing a parade was a bucket list for me. But it is.
I feel you.
Now that they've asked me to come and I'm so excited, I'm just like, this is a walk in the park. We do better without scripts.
100%.
So the fact that they're like, just come, sit with our student host, help host the Econimwalk Homecoming Parade. I'm like, dude, the only thing that's going to annoy me is the drive. Other than that, I am pumped.
Solid. Well, the drive annoys anybody.
The drive is awesome, actually, because then I can go to Johnson Creek after.
Oh, so are you plotting? So don't say it sucks because you're already plotting.
Or before. But anyway, listen, not the point, no. I've driven to Econimwalk quite a bit. I dated someone who lived in Econimwalk, so I did spend a lot of time out there years ago, and it's a great little city, so I'm happy to get involved, and I know how hard they go for homecoming, and then it's a big one, so.
That's a dream job, too.
My dream job.
They're 150 years or something like that?
Yeah, 150th anniversary.
That's huge.
So what's your dream job, DZ, now that I've said my role is the co-host of the parade? What's yours?
I've got two dream jobs that are actually bucket list jobs.
What?
One I've told you about recently, and the other you have no clue. So one, remember when we were at the Heckle Hole at Kettle Hills?
Oh, I thought it was the food truck you were going to say.
No, that is literally one of my next moves.
Oh,
that's
got it.
Just going to happen.
That's not even like okay,
that's not
got
a question.
It.
That's not a bucket list. That's not a dream. That's just in the works.
Got
right?
It.
That don't even question that one.
Okay,
it will happen.
Okay, I hear you.
Something that I'm like, oh, I'd love to do this. When we were at Kettle Hills at the Heckle Hole, remember I told you I was like, bruh, if I could just randomly, you know, make $1 million, $1 billion and never have to work and do whatever I wanted, I'd be a golf course groundskeeper.
Oh.
Remember when I said that?
That's a fun job if you're into that, I would think, for anyone. Because, again, dated another guy in college who, that's what he was going to college for.
To be a groundskeeper?
Was for golf course, like, something in, like, maintenance and running a golf course and all. Like, he went to college for that. That's a whole career.
It's a big deal. You got to start at the architecture of the course. You got to know the lay of the land. Like, that's something that, having spent a lot of time on golf courses growing up because I was a caddy, I go, oh, bro, the early morning grind, getting the greens right, primming them up, and if I'm in a bad mood, putting the hole in a wrong spot, putting the hole in a bad spot for the golfers, I would love that dream
job. You could run a golf course. You could do that.
Easily.
You could easily be a part of that.
I'd love to do that. That's one where I'm like, maybe.
I didn't know they had rangers on golf courses, and I've golfed enough times I should have known that until you pointed that out to me last week when we were at that golf outing, because I was like, who's that guy staring at us? And you were like, that's probably the ranger. I'm like, who's the ranger? And you're like, he's the one that keeps the people moving when they get too slow. I'm
golf
like,
course
I
police.
Didn't know that.
He's the golf course police. He's
I had
to keep
no
it moving,
idea.
Guys.
Yeah. I had no idea. And we talked to him. He's a retired guy. He works like one day a week to get golf there. I was like, now that is cool.
He gets paid in golf, basically.
He does.
He's like, I work here part-time so I can golf here for free.
Okay, so wait a second. So my dream job is that I get to co-host a parade today.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is not a food truck.
No.
It's a golf course landscaper.
Or a plus size model.
What?
You heard me.
You wouldn't be plus size.
Yes,
what are you
I
talking
would.
About?
I weigh 250. Of course I'd be plus size.
Do they have male plus size models?
Yeah,
I
they
guess
do.
I've never even looked.
Oh, you ain't been on Shein enough. You ain't been on Fashion Nova Men enough.
That's your other dream job?
Well, yeah, because you know, a mutual friend of ours, Miss Alex Poole, you know what I'm talking about? She's hosting this fashion week that they got going on, I think the 27th through the 28th, or maybe the 26th through the 28th, right? And she done hit me up and was like, hey, man, you know, you want to talk about what's going on with the fashion show? And straight up asked me how to talk about the fashion show, but didn't ask me to be a male model.
Rude.
Rude. And I told her straight to her face, I was like, wow, you bogus for that. You're bogus for that.
Rude. You're right. There are male size models. Or
male,
plus size. Look
male
at this.
Plus size models. I think.
Look at you guys.
That's a bucket list dream job, something that I could do like an in between, because I don't want to be a model. I just want to model in a show.
And you know, with men, they call it big and tall. They don't call it what they call it for us. You know what I mean? Men are, because now that I'm shopping for Owen, who's 6'4, I'm looking and I have to go to big and tall. There's no plus. It's big and
it's
tall.
Big and tall.
Like, what the, you know, they don't do that for women.
Big and tall is a men's plus size.
Or plus size. They're big and tall. Oh, look at that.
Some of us are big with not all the tall, okay?
True.
And we just say plus size.
Well, and some of us are tall without the big.
That part.
So it goes both ways.
Catch 22.
All right, what's your dream job? 414-533-1037. Somebody said, I would call in, but my new furnace is getting installed and it's loud. That's my dream job. Being able to fix my own stuff. This is so expensive.
Being the handyman of all handymans, a jack or Jackie of all trades, you never get stuck.
Yeah. Oh, somebody said, I always wanted to be a flight attendant. Now I have bad anxiety and I hate flying to places. That's a fun... I can see that being a dream job growing up. It's always seemed like one of those cool jobs where you got to travel and the flight attendants and the pilots were so cool. Now we fly so much, they're it's like one of us. Yeah.
Now, I used to think being a flight attendant was like a special job that not everybody could have, so I never thought I could do it.
Right.
Had I realized that could have been a job I had, I might have done it.
Really?
I might have done it.
Okay. All right. Well, the phones are going crazy. We're going to talk to you guys next. Look out. My dream job is happening today at 5 o'clock when I get to co-host the Economwalk Homecoming Parade. Look out!
I'm excited for you. This is going
to
be fun.
I know. Nothing more fun than getting to narrate a parade that's getting live streamed. It's going to be so good.
At least somebody's getting asked to do their dream jobs.
Well, I mean, we're talking about our dream jobs, and I didn't even know how excited I was going to be until it's happening. So, yeah, let's go to Sherry, who ironically is calling from Economwalk.
Oh, she heard the call.
Sherry!
Morning. Hi.
Look out. I'm coming for you this afternoon. Is this parade huge? Please tell me yes.
Oh my gosh, it's huge. I'm actually on my way to go lay down blankets right now.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
She's laying out blankets in the a.m. for the p.m., y'all. Just catch that, okay?
Sam, I love townie
but
stuff.
There's a reason for it. We do it in front of Fiesta Cancun so we can get margaritas while we watch the parade.
Yes,
a logical one at that too. Aim at it.
Yes. Well, I'm going to see you later today in Economwalk. And what you said, you're already doing your dream job.
Oh yeah. So I do hair in Economwalk, and I've been wanting to do hair since I was literally 4 years old.
Wow.
So I've been doing it 21 years, and I love it.
That's cool.
That's cool.
You
love amazing
doing what you
and
love.
She's setting up. So she's. Are you even have kids in the district, or you just go to? Is everybody just go to this parade?
Oh yeah, I've got three kids. In the district at three different schools, one at the high school, one at the middle school, and one at an elementary school.
So you'll be there.
You're about to see all the babies
today. My youngest and I, Allie, are actually very obsessed with you. We're the ones we saw you at Point Burger Bar like 2 years ago. I was so excited to see you. So.
Well, I'm going to see you again today, girl. You better shout out when I see you. Oh, actually, I won't see you because I'll be sitting there narrating the parade.
You're going to see the kids, though.
I'll see the kids, though, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, I got to go work on my aura for my dream job later.
No, you don't. Your aura is perfect.
Fun. We're excited to see you.
I'll see you later, Sherry. Love you.
Thank you.
Much love.
Bye.
You said, DZ, your dream job is being a male model.
Yeah, bro.
I just found this out. Look at that.
And I didn't even know I had the opportunity because this Milwaukee is MKE Fashion Week.
It's Fashion Week. Yeah, I was going to say that's I've actually walked for Fashion Week.
Oh, rub it in, why don't you?
Sorry. I did it a couple years ago. They asked me to come walk in one, and I might have, you know what? And one year I hosted a fashion show, actually. I totally forgot about that. So I've actually been involved in Fashion Week more than once in Milwaukee.
So they didn't ask you?
They didn't ask me. Whatever, rude.
I can be in the archive high fashion. I'm not the highest of fashion, but I could be in the streetwear fashion. I could be in the blueprint.
DZ, you could be in all of them. They could just put you in the right clothes. Listen.
Forms and figures. I could do forms and figures. I got form and figures. I could walk. But no, they got real models. And I had to audition, apparently.
No, you did not.
They not for real?
I didn't have to audition.
Wow, I see you know all a guy.
Right, Julie's in Burlington.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Julie. DZ is highly offended they have not asked him to walk in Milwaukee Fashion Week. I don't blame him, honestly.
Do I need to bring my jawline back?
I say keep campaigning. Keep
Thank
campaigning,
you.
DZ. I'd vote for it.
They Milwaukee Fashion
you.
Week, what up?
They need you.
Nah, Julie,
more than you need them. I'm serious. Okay,
us.
Julie, you said you have a plan for your dream job?
I do. I'm in the medical field right now, but my kids, you know, they're getting older. I already have one that had moved out. Our house has quite a few rooms. So my dream job would be, once those rooms are empty, to have basically like a sanctuary in my house for dogs and cats.
Whoa.
I thought she was going to say a B&B or
yep,
something.
Yep, same.
Like, what?
And basically like foster out of my home. So that's my dream job.
Wait.
That's something you could do, though, for real.
That's not a job, though. That's a volunteer thing. You know that, right?
It's a passion.
Well,
it's a passion.
Somebody got to do it. Yeah.
And, or are you trying to make it a job?
Well, I wouldn't even need to get paid for it. To me, you know what I mean?
Wow.
A job is like, you got to love what you do.
Well, then what are you waiting for? Well, then
start it up, girl. Kick
for?
That last kid out and get to work.
Like, what are we doing
I'll
here?
I'll tell you right now. I got two 17-year-olds in school. I got a 15-year-old. I have a 5-year-old who's autistic, and I'm in school.
Oh,
so that's what I'm waiting for.
That's what you're waiting for. Say less, girl. Say less.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, you're busy. Fine. All right, we'll allow it.
It checks out.
Fine. Maybe another day.
Let us know when this starts up, though, because you can make this happen. You really can.
For
in
sure.
A year,
for
when
sure, I will.
17-year-olds get out, she got another room.
In like 15 years-ish, you know?
Right. Allie, have so much fun at your parade.
Aw, thank you. I'm going to be living my dream.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a great day and have so much fun.
Thanks. You too. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
I asked if Hudson if he wanted to come today to the parade. I said, but don't ruin my vibe. You have to mind your own business and do your own thing while I'm, because I'm, this is a very serious, I feel like I'm going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
But definitely wear the robe. Definitely wear the robe.
It's going to be so hot. Danielle's in Butler, last but not least. Let's pull her up. Talk about our dream jobs. Danielle.
Good morning.
Morning, fam.
She has a really good one.
Ooh.
Damn. I always wanted to be a tattoo artist.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
a good one. I bet a lot of people think, like artistes, think about stuff like that.
There isn't an uncool tattoo artist. Name no. one.
It's a fun job.
They're
I would
all
think. Cool. Well, you get to be an artist. Like, you get to have fun with a hobby.
Create constantly. Permanent creations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Ooh, that's. I'm not artistic enough though. Like, I could doodle, but that's about it.
How do you know?
I know.
Well, don't they? I drew
a few of these tattoos.
You
I
never
know.
Until you try it. Well, you just have to watch what they do and then kind of.
No,
go,
his look
that.
Like stick figures like mine. That's why he's not going to be a tattoo artist.
Yeah. I designed this tattoo. You see the simplicity?
I like that one, though.
Thank you. The artist changed some of it.
It was that bad. They were like, well, DZ, you're never going to be a tattoo artist.
They said, yeah, buddy, don't quit your day job.
Shelly from Walski's texted in and said, I should have been a boat captain had I known when I was younger. Oh, that's funny.
A cruise director? That'd be a sick job. I mean,
that would be an awesome
that
job.
That would be awesome.
A tattooing cruise director. Danielle.
Ooh.
Career moves.
That would be crazy.
Career moves.
Somebody said, I would love to be a professional chauffeur. I can bring Christian Yelich to the studio and have it reserved for Allie to meet him.
Ow, ow.
Okay, that's not how being a chauffeur.
Wait,
a chauffeur, first of all, is more like you're going to be driving bachelorette parties. You're not going to be driving Christian Yelich. I hate to break it to you.
It's more like
you have to be a personal driver for that
Allie
one.
Party of 15.
Yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, very big stuff happening in this city tomorrow. I know we were talking about me doing a homecoming parade today, but we got to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big day too. A lot of cool things happening in the city right now.
Mm-hmm. And it is the first ever Paw Fest down at the lakefront, and we're going to be a part of it. So it's a doggy festival, obviously.
Yeah. From the people that bring you Doggy Day at the Deer District.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to expand it, make a big one on the lakefront. So they said, Allie and DZ, you want to come out and MC for a couple hours? We said, heck yeah.
Of course we do, bro. What?
Yeah, so tomorrow we're going to be down at the Summerfest grounds for Paw Fest from 10 to noon. I think it's going on till 3 p.m.
Yep,
but
10 to 3 is the whole thing.
We'll be out there 10 to noon. So bring the pups. It was funny because I told Owen and Hudson, I have them this weekend. I said, well, I'm going to Paw Fest on Saturday and you're coming with me because there is no reason for you to sit in this house when you love animals and we're going to be around dogs for 2 hours. They were like, yay.
Whee!
And you know what Hudson says to me?
What do you say?
Well, is there a playground near? I go, the Summerfest playground is huge, remember? And he goes, oh yeah, it's awesome. I go, exactly. So if you get a board, you can go play on your little playground down there. Big playground, I should say. And I'll stay at Paw Fest, however, because I'm not even sure how it's going to be set up because it's our first year.
It's the first year. Yeah. And it is a free, pet-friendly, family-friendly event. So pull up. You know, obviously costs nothing to be there. It's
going
to be
pups.
Really cool. Bring the pups.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready. They got free things going around all down. And it's presented by Yutka.
Mm-hmm. Yutka. The fence. I want them to come
do my
fence.
I never pronounce it right. And then do mine after.
It's going to be a good day. So we just want to let you guys know, come see us tomorrow. If you want to bring, you're looking for something to do with the kids and the family or just your dogs. A lot of dog-only people. No kids, only dogs. Come visit us. We'll see some of our regulars, I'm sure, like Lori, the OG.
She said she might bring them pups through.
Yeah, so bring your pups and come visit us tomorrow. We'll be out there 10 to noon at Paw Fest on the Summerfest grounds.
And if you don't want to park street parking and walk over, whatever, I do think they're offering parking for like $15.
Oh, so, you mean you can pay to park?
Yeah, like on the on the grounds itself.
Just park in the third ward if you're that cheap.
Honestly,
walk over. It's not that hard.
There's street parking everywhere. It's Milwaukee, baby.
Figure it out. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at Paw Fest.
Mm-hmm. 10 to 12.
That's right.